Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your band break.
That's our anthem, ladies and gentlemen. Do it or die.
Even when times get rough.
Even when times get rough.
And you've had enough.
And you've had enough.
Still gotta try.
Still gotta try, small business owners. I know that's how you, what you do. I know that's how you are. That's the reason you're my heroes. That's the reason for almost 22 years I've been doing this every day, just for you. It's just everything we do here, everything I do professionally is dedicated 100% to your success. And I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Jerry Stengel tries to settle things down when she joins me and makes some sense out of what we're doing here. She is a research advisor to American Express, president of her own company, Ventaneer, and she is here with the American Express 2019 State of Women-Owned Business Report. We've been talking about that in the last segment. Jerry, you reminded us that women-owned business growth is significant. You actually have numbers, don't you?
I do. And if you look back in 1972, women-owned businesses represented 5% of all businesses. As of this year, 2019, women-owned businesses represent 42% of all business owners.
Wow.
And one of the reasons... nearly 13 million women-owned businesses.
We've talked about this for the last 20 years. I mean the women who've been on my show, Lillian Vernon, and ladies like that who started their businesses in the 50s and the 60s, who talked about trying to go to the bank and get a loan, and the bank would say, honey, come back with your husband and tell him to bring his financial statement. I mean, obviously, since around 1990, you couldn't do that. But back in those days, and it took a while for bankers to understand that women, you know, had the critical mass to be business owners. But since women have had access to capital, that has really unleashed an entrepreneurial force, hasn't it, Jerry?
Absolutely. Access to capital has been a challenge for women, and there are a lot of initiatives around increasing access to capital. So, you know, we've talked a lot about SBA Women's Business Centers. They provide training, but importantly, they also provide connections to lenders. And those lenders could be banks, but, you know, if you're a startup business, a bank isn't likely to lend to you, but a community development financial institution, a CDFI, is, and a women's business center is likely to connect you to.
And to make sure that we're fair about this, startups, male or female, have a hard time getting capital. That's not a gender
Correct.
Thing. That's a business model thing. So what else do we need to know? The number of women-owned business increased 21%, right? Is that right?
Yep. Well, 21% over the time period of 2014 to 2019. And as I mentioned, women-owned businesses now represent 42% of all businesses, and there are nearly 13 million of them. They contribute $1.9 trillion to the economy.
Wow.
And employ
10%. That's 10%, Jerry. 10% of the U.S. economy, then, based on your number, it's almost 10% is from women-owned businesses. How about that?
Yeah, it's impressive. And it could be more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, women, I love the old term about, you know, women doing what they do, that the Ginger Rogers thing, backwards in the heels, you know, every step of man. I tell people, I actually wrote that in one of my books. My wife does everything I do backwards in the heels, and she makes it look good. When you consider the women having the caregivers, they're biologically, they have the babies, they're the nurturers. You know, when you think about all they have to do, They really do it. The term against all odds really does apply to women, doesn't it?
So, there are policies that could help women. So you mentioned women are having children. So policies that would make child care more affordable, that would make family leave more accessible to everyone, both men and women,
right,
would help all working women, including women entrepreneurs.
Yeah, and in the workplace, though, the employers are becoming a lot more acceptable, aren't they, for child care, for having daycare programs. I mean, I know companies who have daycare programs in the business, and where the mothers aren't far away from their children.
You're seeing more, you're seeing more corporations take things into their own hands by doing, having their own initiatives, but small businesses wouldn't be able to do that, so
right,
they have to think more strategically or be more flexible about it. So they might give a stipend to their employee
right,
rather than doing something on the premises.
And I'll tell you something else, Jerry, that I've seen.
It's all around affordable child care really isn't going to work, and it's going to be both government policies as well as corporate
right,
policies. And small businesses have a lot of flexibility around the way that they do it.
And Jerry, I know a lot more Mr. Moms today than I did 20 years ago, and I know a lot of men who went to work, quit their job, and went to work for the business their wives founded. They work for their wives now.
Yep.
And of course,
absolutely.
Of course, I founded this business, but I still work for my wife. That's just how it works. But Jerry, I need a website quickly, please.
Ventureneer, VentureneerNEER.com.
All right, and this we're talking about the American Express 2019 State of Women Owned Business Report. We'll have more on this after the break. 10 till on Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.